so much for joining us and your valuable time and association. And today we will be moving on to our Gita series. This is the last day of Gita series. And it was very flow, means like the 1 month, it was very nice with all the Gita series. I request everyone to go on the YouTube playlist and watch the Gita series where our Bhakti Sangha coordinators have given the summary of each and every chapter. And today is the final chapter. And it was a very wonderful journey with all of them. Hare Krishna. So today, moving on to the next session, I would like to read the Prabhupada's quote today. So it is on 29th December. Prabhupada has written a letter to Jadurani Mataji on December 29, 1967. Bhishma Dev was a military man, so he was pleased to see Krishna in military spirit. As much as the gopis wanted to see Krishna as the most beautiful lover, Krishna can be loved in any feature, and because he is absolute, there is no difference to love Krishna as a military man or as a simple gopi. Hare Krishna. So very nice quote. So thank you so much, dear devotees, once again. So today the class, the Gita series class, will be given by His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji on the verses of chapter 18 from 40 to 78. Before moving on to the call, I would like to hand over call to Her Grace Kritida Sundari Mataji to give brief introduction about His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Mataji, over to you.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Thank you all so much for your kind association. It's a great honor for me to welcome His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu for our final session on Gita series, and of course to introduce him. So His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu is a medical doctor originally from Mumbai. He was introduced to Krishna consciousness by His Grace Gaur Gopal Prabhu in 1998, at the age of 18 years old, while he was studying at Grant Medical College and JJ Hospital, Mumbai. He joined ISKCON Chowpatty and took initiation by His Holiness Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, and he has also completed his Bhakti Shastri course taught by His Grace Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. When Prabhuji took his Brahman Diksha from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he asked his Guru Maharaj if he had any instructions for him. And Maharaj asked him to share the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes as much as he could. He has taken that instruction to his heart and now is a speaker who is eagerly sought after to speak on Krishna Leela and Chaitanya Leela. Currently, he lives in Atlanta, Georgia, with his wife, Her Grace Radha Bhav Mataji, who herself is a medical doctor, with two children, Gopal and Maithili. In his profession, he has been on the front lines fighting COVID-19. He serves as the congregation director of ISKCON Atlanta, where he brings together many exalted speakers for the inspiration of their congregation. Both he and his wife are exceptional devotees with a personal practice of bhakti that is so deep-rooted, and with humility and sweetness that deeply touches the heart of every person who comes into contact with them. They love to serve devotees and hear about Krishna as much as they can. In Bhakti Sangha also, Prabhu serves as a regular speaker, and he has been an integral part of this Sangha by helping with organizing different classes with different speakers. So we all know His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu, and we always look forward to hear his wonderful session. One thing I would like to share, that last year when I was in Vrindavan and the topic came up of His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu and the devotee whom we were conversing, he said, "If you don't know Adi Gadadhar Prabhu, then you are not in ISKCON." So he's such a great celebrity, and we are so honored to have him in our call today. So thank you so much, Prabhu, for your wonderful association. Now you can please take over. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Kirtida Sundari Mataji, for your kind words and for introducing and hosting this class on the summary and overview of the 18th chapter of Sri Bhagavad Gita. Let us begin with Mangalacharan prayers. Om अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे गुरुवज्ञा शिरसि धृत्वा शक्त्यावेशस्वरूपिणे हरे कृष्णेति मन्त्रेण पाश्चात्यप्राच्यतारिणे गौरश्रीरूपसिद्धान्तसरस्वतीनिषेविणे राधाकृष्णपदाम्भोजौ भृङ्गाय गुरवे नमः. नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिसिद्धान्तसरस्वतीति नामिने. श्रीवार्षभानवी देवी दयिताय कृपाब्धये कृष्णसम्बन्धविज्ञानदायिने प्रभवे नमः. माधुर्योज्ज्वलप्रेमाढ्य श्रीरूपानुगभक्तिद श्रीगौरकरुणाशक्तिविग्रहाय नमोऽस्तु ते. नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे रूपानुगविरुद्धापसिद्धान्तध्वान्तहारिणे. नमो गौरकिशोराय साक्षाद्वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलम्भरसाम्बोधे पादाम्बुजाय ते नमः. नमो भक्तिविनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनामिने गौरशक्तिस्वरूपाय रूपानुगवराय ते. गौराविर्भावभूमेस्त्वं निर्देष्टा सज्जनप्रिय वैष्णवः सार्वभौम श्रीजगन्नाथाय ते नमः. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः. पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं. हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते. जयतां सुरतौ पङ्गोर्मम मन्दमतेर्गति मत्सर्वस्वपदाम्भोजौ राधामदनमोहनौ. दिव्यद्वृन्दारण्यकल्पद्रूमाद श्रीमद्रत्नागरसिंहासनस्थौ श्री श्रीराधा श्रीलगोविन्ददेवौ प्रेष्ठालिभिः सेव्यमानौ स्मरामि. श्रीमन्द्रासरसारम्भी वंशीवटतटस्थित कर्षणवेणुस्वनैर्गोपीर्गोपीनाथ श्रियेस्तु नः. तप्तकाञ्चनगौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वृन्दावनेश्वरी राधा कृष्णो वृन्दावनेश्वरः जीवने निधने नित्यं राधा कृष्णौ गतिर्मम. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्ण. डियर डिवोटीज, द मोस्ट फाउंडेशनल the most important shastra, scripture for all of us, for the whole world, is Sri Bhagavad Gita, spoken by the highest authority, Lord Krishna himself. In Srila Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasadeva's Mahabharata. All the Vaishnav Sampradayas, all the prominent Vaishnav Acharyas throughout history have in some way or the other commented on Sri Bhagavad Gita. There are only about 700 verses. Most of these verses are in a simple Anushtup Chanda. But it is said, best things come in small packages. Similarly, Sri Bhagavad Gita appears to be a very small book, but it contains perfect and profound knowledge for everyone. Whether one is an atheist, there will be some good instruction. Yukta ahar, viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta sopna bodhasi yoga bhavati dhira, yoga bhavati dukha. There will be something good even for someone who is an atheist or agnostic. Whether someone is on the path of karma, karma kand, they will also find some good instruction in Bhagavad Gita. How we have to go from being a karma kandi to a karma yogi. Someone who is on the path of jnana yoga, aspiring for liberation from this material world, they will also get good instruction in Sri Bhagavad Gita as to how to attain perfection on their path. Yogi nam api sarvesha madgate nantaratman. Whether one is on the path of Ashtanga Yoga and wants to meditate, wants to get siddhis, or they want to, through the proper use of yogic postures, they want to attain good health, they will also find good advice in Sri Bhagavad Gita. And they will also come to know that ultimately the aim is to meditate on Krishna. Krishna is the Paramatma that we are supposed to meditate in the heart. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto. They will also get something good. So whether one is on the path of Jnan Marg, on the path of Dhyan Marg, on the path of Karma Yoga, everyone will find something in Bhagavad Gita that will elevate their consciousness. But the heart of Bhagavad Gita is, out of the 18 chapters, it's in the middle 6 chapters, chapter 7 through chapter 12. Krishna really reveals his heart. And in the 18th chapter, towards the end, Krishna summarizes everything and gives the very essence. Today, by Bhakti Sangha Japa Group, I have been asked to summarize the 18th chapter from verses 40 through the last verse. I think it is 78th verse, if I remember correctly. So let us begin. Shri Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. In this 18th chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, Ishwara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadiradir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna is the cause of all causes. Krishna is the original person. Krishna is the supreme authority. Krishna is the supreme controller. And Krishna is not just some impersonal power. Krishna is not just some historical hero. Krishna is not just some powerful king. Krishna is Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. Krishna is the supreme absolute truth in the original form as a person. Vigraha means he has a form. He is not impersonal. So Krishna, the supreme authority, is speaking to a very great devotee, Arjun, Kunti Nandan Arjun, who is eternally a servant of Krishna. And whenever Krishna appears in this world, Arjun is always there with Krishna. So to this very high class Vaishnav, Sri Arjun, Krishna is speaking. The level of knowledge that is offered always depends upon the audience. There are many religions in this world, and if we understand the context in which the holy instruction is given, we can understand what depth is being offered in those pages of the scripture. Here in Bhagavad Gita, we have to be aware that this is a very, very high class conversation that is happening between the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and his perfect devotee, Arjun. Arjun is capable of receiving the highest spiritual instructions. So this conversation of Bhagavad Gita is of great importance to everyone. There are some scriptures in the world where the Shastra itself, the scripture itself says that there is much more we want to offer, but you are not ready to hear it. But in Bhagavad Gita, it is quite the opposite. Lord Krishna declares that Yad Nyatva Neha Bhuyanyat Nyatavam Avashishyate. O Arjun, after knowing this knowledge, nothing more shall remain for you to know. Which means this is the ultimate perfect knowledge in a seed form, because it is spoken in very few verses, less than 700 verses. So let's begin from verse number 40 of the 18th chapter of Sri Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna is speaking to Arjun. Krishna is saying, in the interest of time, I will not be reading all the Sanskrit verses, but I will be reading the translations given by our beloved founder Acharya, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Ashtottara Shata Shri Srimad Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. In the 40th verse, Lord Krishna is saying, there is no being existing either here or among the demigods in the higher planetary systems, which is freed from these three modes born of material nature. Tribhir Gunaihi. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said by Sri Shukdev Goswami in the first verse of the 10th chapter of the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that Atra Sargo Visargascha Sthanam Poshanam Utayah Manvantareshanu Katha Nirodho Muktir Ashrayah. The 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam are mentioned by Sri Shukdev Goswami. And it is described by Sri Shukdev Goswami that Sarga is the creation of the five material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, the subtle elements headed by mind, and also the jnanendriyas, the knowledge acquiring senses, eyes, nose, ears, tongue, and skin. They are all created by Lord Vishnu. This is called Sarga. The raw material is already there, created by Lord Vishnu. And then Visarga is secondary creation, which is performed by Lord Brahma. And what Lord Brahma does is he takes all these ingredients created by Lord Vishnu, and with the combination and permutation of the three modes of material nature, Sattvagun, Rajogun, Tamogun, 8.4 million species are created. 14 planetary systems are created by Lord Brahma, simply on the basis of the three modes of material nature. Urdhvam Gacchanti Sattvastha, the higher planets are in the mode of goodness. Madhyam Tishtanti Rajasa, the middle planetary systems like Earth, they are in the mode of passion, Karma Bhumi. And Adho Gacchanti Tamasa, the lower planetary systems are predominantly in the mode of ignorance. They are dark. The sunlight doesn't reach there. When Prabhupada came to London airport, Heathrow airport, a very proud journalist asked Srila Prabhupada, "So, Swami, how do you feel coming to the Western world? How do you feel coming to London?" Prabhupada looked out the window. It was dark and rainy as usual. And Srila Prabhupada said, "I feel I have come to hell. There is no proper sunlight here. It's dark and rainy and cold. That is exactly how the hellish planets are." Humbling that proud reporter. So the three types of planetary systems, Bhur, Bhuva, Swa, they are categorized based on the different combinations of the three modes of material nature. 8.4 million species of lives are also categorized based on the consciousness. It is not just based on the physical morphology. It is based on consciousness. For example, there are 4 lakh human species. It is simply based on the consciousness. Whether the consciousness is predominantly in mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. Trees have more ignorance, isn't it? Human beings have more passion and goodness. So based on the different levels and percentages of goodness, passion, ignorance, 8.4 million species of life are created by Lord Brahma simply by the interaction of three modes of material nature. That's what Krishna is saying, that whether you are a demigod, look at this verse. Later, Divi Deveshu Va Punaha Sattvam Prakriti Jair Muktam Yad Ebhihi Syat Tribhir Gunahi Na Tad Asti Prithivyamva. Whether on this earth, whether in the higher planetary systems, whether in the lower planetary system, anywhere in the 8.4 million species of life, you will not find anyone who is completely freed from these three modes of material nature. Which means everything is created on the basis of the different combination, permutation of the three modes of material nature. In essence, in this verse number 40, Krishna is saying, no one is exempt from the influence of the three modes of material nature. Because this whole material world is made up of these three gunas, three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, ignorance. In verse 41, now Krishna is going to describe the different divisions of human beings based on the three modes of material nature. Brahmana Kshatriya Visham Shudranam Cha Parantapa Karmani Pravibhaktani Swabhava Prabhavair Gunaihi. That Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras are distinguished by the qualities born of their own nature. How? In accordance to the material modes. O Arjun Parantapa, Chastra's enemy. These divisions of Varanashram, four Varanas and four Ashrams, they are also on the basis of the three modes of material nature. The qualities that are born from them. The Swabhav that is born from there. And the Karmani, the activities that are born based on these three modes of material nature. In verse number 42, Lord Krishna describes the qualities of a Brahmana. When my Guru Maharaj, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, was giving second initiation, he specifically told us that we should read this 42nd verse of the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita carefully and sincerely try to cultivate these qualities. Shamodamastapa Shaucham Kshantir Arjavam Evacha Jnanam Vidjnanam Astikyam Brahma Karma Swabhavajam. Lord Krishna is saying that peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and astikyam, religiousness. These are the natural qualities by which the Brahmanas work. As Brahmanas, one must try to develop these qualities of being peaceful, being self-controlled, being austere. Whatever austerities our acharyas have prescribed for us, fasting on Ekadashi, following the four regulative principles, waking up early in the morning, these we should try to follow to the best of our ability. Purity, taking a bath twice a day, wearing clean clothes, eating clean food. These are the duties of a Brahmana. Purity, tolerating, being honest in one's dealing, cultivating spiritual knowledge, cultivating spiritual wisdom, Jnan, Vidjnan, both. Cultivating knowledge and practicing it, implementing it in one's life, and being religious, not being irreligious. There are many activities that are irreligious, but a Brahman tries to be religious, tries to follow what the Shastra says. That is a Brahman. In the 43rd verse, Lord Krishna describes the qualities of a Kshatriya. Shauryam Tejo Dhritir Dakshyam Yuddhe Chap Apalayanam Danam Ishwara Bhavascha Kshatram Karma Swabhavajam. Heroism, power, determination, being resourceful, courage in battle. Yuddhe Chapi Apalayanam, not turning the back and running away in the time of battle. Danam, being generous, and leadership, Ishwar Bhav, leadership. These are the natural qualities of a Kshatriya. Text 44. Krishna describes the qualities of Vaishya as well as Shudra. Two lines each. Krishi go raksha vanijam Vaishya karma swabhavajam Paricharyatmakam karma शूद्रश्चापि स्वभावजम्। फार्मिंग कृषि, गोरक्ष काउ प्रोटेक्शन एंड वाणिज्यम बिजनेस, दीज आर वैश्य कर्म स्वभावजम, दीज आर द क्वालिटीज ऑफ अ वैश्य। दे डू काउ प्रोटेक्शन, दे डू एग्रीकल्चर एंड दे डू बिजनेस। एंड देन परिचर्या, सर्विस टू द ब्राह्मणास क्षत्रियस एंड वैश्यस इज द ड्यूटी ऑफ द शूद्र, फॉलोइंग द इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑफ द थ्री वर्णस, दैट इज द ड्यूटी, डूइंग सर्विस, दैट इज द ड्यूटी ऑफ अ शूद्र। इन दिस वे द फोर वर्णस आर कैटेगराइज, ब्राह्मणास आर प्रिडोमिनेंटली इन द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस, क्षत्रियस आर इन द गुडनेस एंड पैशन, वैश्यस आर पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस, एंड शूद्रस आर मेनली इन द मोड ऑफ इग्नोरेंस। इन द 45th वर्थ लॉर्ड कृष्ण सेज दैट फॉलोइंग द क्वालिटीज दैट वी हैव एंड वर्किंग अकॉर्डिंग टू द क्वालिटीज दैट हैव बीन बेस्टोड अपॉन अस बाय मटेरियल नेचर, वन कैन बिकम परफेक्ट, वन कैन अटेन समसिद्धि, समसिद्धिम लभते नर, वी कैन गेट स्वे स्वे कर्माणि अभिरतः। इफ यू आर फॉलोइंग आवर नेचर दैट हैज बीन गिवन टू अस बाय कृष्ण एंड विद इन द बाउंड्रीज ऑफ आवर नेचर वी परफॉर्म आवर वर्क एज इट इज ऑर्डेन्ड बाय कृष्ण बेस्ड ऑन द वर्णाश्रम सिस्टम, वी विल अटेन परफेक्शन इन दिस लाइफ। नाउ हाउ दिस कैन बी डन इज अ नेचुरल क्वेश्चन। कृष्ण सेज यथा वदन्ति तश्रुणु, आई विल एक्सप्लेन हाउ बाय वर्किंग अकॉर्डिंग टू योर ओन नेचर यू कैन अटेन परफेक्शन इन दिस लाइफ। प्लीज लिसन, कृष्ण सेज दैट यतः प्रवृत्तिर भूतानां येन सर्वं इदं ततम्, मया ततम इदं सर्वं जगत अव्यक्त मूर्तिना, कृष्ण ऑलरेडी सेड। सो कृष्ण सेज समटाइम्स कृष्ण स्पीक्स इन फर्स्ट पर्सन दैट सरेंडर टू मी, ही सेज दैट सर्वसच अहम हृदि सन्निविष्टो। समटाइम्स कृष्ण सेज ईश्वर सर्वभूतानां हृदि देश अर्जुन तिष्ठति, बट वी शुड अंडरस्टैंड इन ऑल द केसेस इट इज बीइंग रेफर्ड टू कृष्ण ओनली। सो कृष्ण सेज बाय वर्शिपिंग द लॉर्ड हू इज द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल बींग्स, यथा प्रवृत्तिर भूतानां, कृष्ण ऑलरेडी सेड मता says that sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto, also Krishna said, and Krishna also said that what is that the first verse of Chatushloki Bhagavatam, aham sarvasya prabhava, Krishna already said everything comes from me, aham sarvasya prabhava yata pravrittim bhutanam, from whom everybody, everything is coming. Aham sarvasya prabhava mata sarvam pravartate, everything is coming from Krishna, Krishna has already established. So this, it refers to Krishna. Krishna says if you worship the Supreme Lord who is the source of all living beings and who is present everywhere, a man can attain perfection through performing his own work. What does this mean? You perform your own work, whether one is a Brahmana, whether one is a Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra, we perform our work, but while performing our work we worship Krishna, who is the source of all living beings and who is present everywhere. This is the formula Krishna is giving. We can do whatever work. We may be a businessman, we may be engineer, doctor, priest, teacher. We just do our work, but we must never forget to worship Krishna. And we should understand Krishna as a source of all living entities, as a source of everything, and one who is present everywhere. If we understand this and we worship Krishna, then we can attain perfection. Krishna says we should perform the duties, the work, that is ordained for us based on our nature, instead of trying to do work of somebody else. Krishna says, Shreyan swadharma vigunaha, paradharmat anushtitat, swabhava niyatam karma kurvan napnoti kilbishan. There are several instructions, several siddhantas that Krishna has repeated twice. Most prominently it is man mana bhav mad bhakto mad yaji mamno, that as it is Krishna repeats, but this also Krishna repeats, this verse shreyan swadharmo vikuna, that it is better to engage in one's own occupation based on one's psychophysical nature, instead and performing it maybe imperfectly also, but we should do what our psychophysical nature dictates, instead of trying to perform the activity of somebody else, which is not in our swabhav. Paradharmat, we should not get into. Example can be given, Arjun was a Kshatriya. He was trained to fight by his Gurudev, Shri Dronacharya. He was a very great Dhanurdhar, very great archer. And now he wants to take sannyas in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where such a big dharma yuddha is being fought. He does not want to participate out of consideration of family and friendship. He does not want to participate and he wants to go take sannyas. He wants to stay in the forest as a bhikshuk, which means he wants to practice the dharma of somebody else. He wants to practice dharma of a vairagi. But he's a grahastha and he's a kshatriya. Both according to Varna and Ashram, he cannot go to the forest because he's a grahastha and he's a kshatriya. He has to stand and fight, even though it was uncomfortable, even though it was painful. So Krishna says, no, Arjun, you must fight. You must fight. Tasmat ma manusmara yudhyacha. You remember me? Always. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yudhyacha. You fight, Arjun. I want you to fight. That is what Krishna is saying. That what our nature is, what our talents are, what our qualification is, and what our inclination is, we should work based on that. And if you think, and you think of some great devotees, you'll understand how different devotees have different natures and different forte. They have different specialties. Like Shripad Jananivas Prabhu, he is expert at doing puja seva, Shri Vigraha, Aradhana, very expert. Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj is very expert in spreading the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in towns, villages, cities, continents, different countries, bringing more and more devotees to the parampara. Very expert. Shripad Ayendra Prabhu, very expert in doing Harinam Sankirtan. You see, Srila Radha Govindadas Goswami Maharaj very, very perfectly presented the message of Srimad Bhagavatam through so many Harikathas. Now you see how all of them have different specializations based on their Krishna-given ability and Krishna-given inspiration. Krishna is inspiring. So if we analyze our hearts and we take some guidance from our guru, Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru or mentor, we can all figure out what our nature is, what our talents are, and how we can serve. How we can serve. Just yesterday, His Grace Amarendra Prabhu was telling me about one devotee who was once wondering what service I can render in ISKCON. And then, by some introspection and guidance from the superiors, that devotee was able to figure out. And now that devotee is performing amazing service. So all of us, today we should take this message that Krishna has given talents to all of us. Krishna has given certain ability to all of us. It is based on Krishna's mercy. It is based on our previous karma. It is based on our previous association with the modes of material nature. Karana guna sangasya sad asad yoni janmasu. We should capitalize on that. Instead of fighting that, we should capitalize on that. We should develop on that. All of us can make some.
That's what Gandhi ji said, Mataji. Prabhupada and the Bibi.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So in this way, we have to focus on the talents and abilities that we have as individuals and try to develop them and make a contribution. One of the final messages of His Holiness Kadamba Kanan Swami Maharaj to the devotees of ISKCON was, all of you have Krishna-given ability. Please do introspection and please think how you as an individual can make a contribution to this world and make your contribution. And Maharaj said, Krishna gave me some talent in music. Krishna gave me some talent, some taste in reading Shastra. So I utilized it to read, share, and to do Kirtan. So His Holiness Kadamba Kanan Maharaj's message was, we should all introspect, develop on the talents and abilities that Krishna has given us and make a contribution. We should contribute. We should not be just passive members of the society, just eating, coming for programs, eating and going. What is there for prasad? Eating and then going. No, we should make some contribution. We should always remind ourselves, I want to be a contributor. I want to be a contributor. I want to be a contributor. How I can contribute? We have to be part of the solution. So in this way, we have to perform our duties. If we perform duties that are based on our psychophysical nature that Krishna has given, then we will never be affected by sinful reactions. As long as we are doing this activity, this karma within the maryada of dharma. Karma should be within the jurisdiction, within the domain of dharma. In verse 48, Krishna says, every endeavor is covered by some fault, just as fire is covered by smoke. Nothing can be very pure in this world. I was discussing with one devotee a few days ago that if we have to find fault, we can find fault in anybody, even in Mahaprabhu. There was Ramchandra Puri who was finding fault with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we have to find fault, we will find fault with everybody, because ISKCON is a desire tree. It's a desire tree. Devotees are desire trees. If we desire to find faults, they will fulfill our desire and they will show so many faults. Find them. But if Vaishnava are guna grahi, if we want to see the good things in them, if we want to see the good qualities in them, then we will only see good qualities. It depends on our desire. It depends on our attitude. Therefore, we should desire to see good qualities in others. Vaishnava are guna grahi, na dekhai dosh. Vaishnava sees the good qualities in others, does not see the faults. If we want to do fault finding, dosh darshan, dosh kirtan, then we will find a lot of faults to speak about. But we should avoid that tendency, knowing that nothing is going to be perfect in this world. But Krishna is saying, every endeavor is covered by some fault, just as fire is covered by smoke. Therefore, one should not give up the work. So does that mean that we just give up the work? If we have some refractory error in the eyes and we have to wear glasses, does that mean that we start finding faults with the eyes? These eyes are not good. They don't give me 20-20 vision. Let me pluck out my eyes. That is not the solution. Every karma, every activity will be covered by some fault. That doesn't mean we give up the karma. Krishna is saying, therefore, one should not give up the work that is born out of nature. Saha jam karma kaunteya sa dosham api na tyajet. We should not give up. Even if such work has some fault, Krishna has created all these different types of works, and Krishna has given us different natures, different abilities. Based on our Krishna given ability, we should perform the karma that is mentioned in the dharma. According to dharma, we should do our karma, and there will be some fault always. For example, Prabhupada gives example in the purport that sometimes merchants have to lie. We are not making any profit. We are selling you at the price that we got. Now, actually, that is not possible. How the business will run, how they will meet the overhead expenditures if they make no profit. So merchant cannot survive without making profit. But we should do it honestly and fairly, not greedily. Like I remember when there was the COVID pandemic, Remdesivir was one drug that was shown to be effective based on the different medical trials. It was evidence-based treatment for COVID-19. Taking undue advantage, the pharmaceutical companies and the pharmaceutical stores all over the world, they increased the price of Remdesivir because there was so much demand and supply was limited. Now, some poor patients are dying. They are in need of Remdesivir, but they cannot afford because the prices have been gone 10 times, 20 times higher than what it should be. This is vidharma. This is not the proper behavior. This is sin. This is sin. We may earn some dollars, some rupees in this world, but we'll have to pay the price if we are going to be the cause of pain and suffering to so many people who need that medicine. So we should not do like that. So many medicines, they come in the market, my dear friends, as a physician, I know this. The pharmaceutical companies, they hold the patent for a few years until they make tremendous profit from monopoly. Then they will allow the drug to become generic. Like Plavix, for so many years, it was not generic. So everybody has to buy the brand from the company who invented Plavix. Then Clopidogrel will become generic. It will become $4 Walmart list. You can try a month supply, buy it for $4. But that took so many years. Until the company made thousands of times more profit than what they had spent investigating and inventing that drug. This is called greed. It is very unfortunate and it is all pervasive. I am giving examples from the field where I work. So we have to be careful, my dear friends. We should not be too greedy. Greed is one anartha which is not often spoken about. We speak about lust. We speak about anger. We speak about envy also. But greed is something we don't speak about. And we have to really analyze ourselves how greedy we are for money. How much we hoard. How much we overcollected. It is atyahar. The first impediment in bhakti. Atyahar prayasas. We are doing prayas for atyahar. Atyahar also means we are collecting too much. And for that we are working hard. No need. But work hard. Now 1 million is not enough. 2 million is enough. Our Amaranda Prabhu is saying in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.23.18.19 Vasanatu, please. There are kiti faults? 15 faults of greed. Amaranda Prabhu is saying 15 faults of greed. I will read the.
I have not said this. Krishna is telling Uddhav.
Lord Krishna is telling Uddhavji in 11th canto, and Sri Amaranda Prabhu is telling all of us today. These are faults of greed. Theft, violence, speaking lies, duplicity, lust, anger, perplexity, pride, quarreling, enmity, faithlessness, envy, and the dangers caused by women, gambling and intoxication are the 15 undesirable qualities that contaminate men because of greed. Although these qualities are undesirable, men falsely ascribe value to them. One desiring to achieve real benefit of life should therefore remain aloof from the undesirable material wealth. This is Srimad Bhagavatam 11.23, 18 and 19. Thank you, Prabhuji. So, Krishna is saying that we can attain supreme perfection by working within the boundaries of dharma based on our natures. Now, Krishna says in the subsequent verses, verses number 51, 52 and 53, being purified by his intelligence and controlling the mind with determination. See, my dear friends, many times we say that, oh, these anarthas are very powerful. Chanchalahi manak Krishna, pramadi balavad dhridam. This mind is very powerful, very obstinate, very restless. But actually, the mind can be controlled with something that is the boss of mind. If there is an employee who is misbehaving and we want to lodge a complaint, will we go to the subordinate of that person? No, we will go to the superior of that person. We'll go to that person's boss. We say, no, call your supervisor. I want to make a complaint. So if we want to control the mind, we have to go not to the senses. Not to the senses. We have to go to someone who controls the mind. Mind's boss. That is intelligence. And intelligence can be trained through Sadhu Shastra. Guru Sadhu Shastra. By reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing the words of the Acharyas, our intelligence becomes sharpened. Our intelligence is formed in a very strong way. And then with that strong intelligence, which is trained by Guru Sadhu Shastra, we can control the mind. Because otherwise, imagine, the mind says something. I want to go for a cinema. First day, first show. Now the intelligence will go to Google. Intelligence will figure out which is the closest cinema hall. It will look at the timing, which timing is convenient. Let me get my credit card. We'll put the information, buy the tickets, call up friend. Hey, coming? First day, first show, coming? And we'll create a team, create a WhatsApp group, and boom, we are going for the movie. It takes so much intelligence planning. So to do bad activities, and then we say, oh, I had a fall down. I went for a movie. Actually, we have caused the fall down ourselves with our own intelligence. Did you see how much planning it took? The mind simply impelled us. Watch a movie. I want to watch a movie. I'm bored. I want to watch a movie. But the intelligence created with its own intelligence, it created so many facilities to make it happen, to materialize the desires of the mind. The intelligence is working. So if intelligence can work so much to do vikarma, why we cannot employ the same intelligence to do satkarma? That we have to train the intelligence like that. So next time the mind says, the intelligence who is now trained by Guru Sadhu Shastra will tell the mind, no, you are demanding, but your demand is rejected. We will not do this. Instead, we will do this, something satkarma. So like that, Krishna is saying, being purified by his intelligence. Being purified by his intelligence means intelligence purified by Sadhu Shastra Guru. Controlling the mind with determination. We have to have determination because we have determination to enjoy illicit enjoyment. Booking the ticket, figuring out closest, getting a car, calling Uber. So many things we do to facilitate the illicit enjoyment. Then why we cannot use that same determination, that same intelligence to do what is good? You know? So I remember once one movie had come, Bollywood movie called Guru. It's about an industrialist who became very famous and very rich by his business acumen. And the boys in our hostel, they were planning to go first day, first show. And they were standing outside the boys' hostel and making plan how we will send the juniors few days in advance to book the tickets as part of ragging so that we'll get the first day, first show because this movie was supposed to be super hit. So they had booked the tickets, first day, first show, Friday evening show. And they were making plans how to do it, how to do it. And our assistant warden came there, His Grace Yugodhar Prabhu. And he said, where are you going? They were all dressed up, perfume, shirt. It was Friday evening. They're about to leave for the movie hall to watch the movie. He's saying, where are you all going? Banthan ke kahan ja rahe ho? So they're saying, we are going to watch a movie. So Yugodhar said, which movie? Said, we are going to watch Guru. Yugodhar said, come, I'll show you a real Guru. Come with me. That evening was Prerana Festival of Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj. And you don't have to pay money also, it's free. And you don't have to buy popcorn and soft drink also, we'll give you everything. To come with me. And he took all those boys, diverted them, and took them to Radha Gopinath Mandir to attend Prerana Festival. So, why we cannot use our determination for good thing? Why we have to use our determination to bad things? Krishna is saying, purified intelligence, control the mind with determination, give up the objects of sense gratification, being freed from attachment and hatred, one who lives in a secluded place, who eats little, who controls his body, mind and power of speech, vacho vegam, manasakrodha vegam, who is always in trance, machchita satam bhava, always in trance, and who is detached, free from false ego, false strength, false pride, lust, anger, acceptance of material things, free from false proprietorship, and who is always peaceful. Mm-hmm. Such a person is certainly elevated to the position of self-realization. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate, Krishna says. Now, this seems like a very tall order. So how can we achieve it? Recently, this question was asked. Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj in a class. How we can achieve this? All this. Maharaj said, we cannot. Mm-hmm. We cannot achieve. But Krishna dava punya have bhaya. When Krishna is pleased with us, then all this is happening. It is possible. When Radha Krishna are pleased with us, then Krishna can empower us. Krishna can kick away all these anarthas. We cannot. Then Krishna speaks the famous verse, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Na shochati na kangshati. Samah sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. One who is situated transcendentally in bhakti. Bhakti. Mad bhaktim labhate param. He realizes the Supreme Brahman, becomes joyful, never laments or desires to have anything. Why? Param Drishtvani Vartate. Because he has got a higher taste. He's getting something better. Now, when we have nice prasadam to eat, we will not hanker for rotten food. But Srila Prabhupada says that when there was a famine in Bengal, please listen to this. When there was a famine in Bengal, food would rot. And sometimes the dog would eat rotten food and they would vomit. When a dog would vomit out of food poisoning, dog would vomit out of food poisoning by eating something rotten, the human beggars would run and compete with each other to eat that. You can go to Google and look at the famine photos caused by British. They artificially created that famine. That dirty phrase, Bhuka Bengali, it came from that. There was a famine caused by British who dumped tons and tons of grains into the ocean so that when the Japanese invade in the Second World War, they will not get any food from India. They dumped that food, creating a human caused famine in Bengal. Those photos are there. Thousands and thousands of people died of starvation, Bengalis. And Winston Churchill said, oh, those Indians are like rats. No matter how many you kill, they will keep popping up. Hare Krishna. This is the hard reality of this world, my dear friends. And Prabhupada saw all that growing up in Calcutta. And therefore, when Prabhupada had money, Prabhupada said, no one should sleep hungry around any ISKCON temple. Hare Krishna. No one should sleep hungry. Food for life. Give them food. Nobody should sleep hungry. So, a person who is situated in Krishna consciousness, he doesn't hanker or lament for anything. He is equally disposed towards it. Samah sarveshu bhuteshu. Prabhupada didn't differentiate, oh, these are my disciples. Oh, these are big donors. No. Give food to every, same food, everybody will get. Same khichdi, same halwa, everybody will get. Samah sarveshu bhuteshu. That same message Prabhupada gave to everyone. 55. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyas chasmi tatvata tato mam tatvato jnatva vishate anantaram. Very important verse. In the previous verse, Krishna said that one who is not hankering, lamenting for material things, one who is equally disposed to everyone, one who is situated on a spiritual platform, he will attain pure bhakti for me. Mad bhakti labhate param. And only by bhakti, one can understand me. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyas chasmi tatvata. One can understand me tatvata only by bhakti. See, previously Krishna said that janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetti tatvata. One who knows me in tatva, then he will not have to take birth here again. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetti tatvata tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mam eti so Arjuna. And here Krishna, so the question is, how can we know Krishna tatvata? Janma karma chame divam evam vidhi tatvata. How to know Krishna tatvata? Answer is given here. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavana shatmi tatvata. You can know Krishna in tatva only by bhakti, not by reading, not by hearing, not by research. Hare Krishna. Bhakti. Only by bhakti Krishna will reveal himself. Not otherwise, not by some scholarship. Only by bhakti. If there is bhakti, Krishna will be pleased to reveal himself. Bhaktya tushyati kevalam nacha gunay bhakti priyo madhava. And then, vishate tad anantaram. Then we can enter into Krishna's abode. Text 56. Krishna says, thus, although my pure devotee is engaged in all kinds of activities, my devotee may be engineer, my devotee may be businessman, my devotee may be lawyer, my devotee may be housewife, my devotee may be doing any activity in this material world. But under my protection, my devotee reaches the eternal imperishable abode by my grace. So that answers the question. How we can do it? We cannot do it. When Krishna is pleased, by Krishna's mercy, it is possible. Mat prasadat avapnoti shashvatam padam avyayam. We can attain the spiritual world by Krishna's mercy. Krishna prasad. Not by our endeavor. Our endeavor can attract Krishna's mercy if done sincerely without ulterior motive. Then Krishna says, very beautiful verse. He says, Prabhupada gave this society the name International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Krishna Consciousness is mentioned in this verse, my dear friends, by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita. Chetasa sarva karmani mai sannyasya matparah buddhi yogam upashritya machitta satatam bhava. Machitta satatam bhava means be Krishna conscious. In all activities, depend upon me. Work always in my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me, Krishna says. Whatever work we do, we should be conscious of Krishna. One devotee was telling me, went to the Prometric Center to take multiple choice exam. Nowadays, all these exams, they are all multiple choice. NEET, SAT, all these entrance exams, JJPPT, all the IIT entrance exam, whatever you call it. They are all multiple questions you have to answer. So after clicking every answer, A, B, C, D, E, you click a choice, click next, you say, Hare Krishna. 300 questions in 50-50 question modules over 6 hours. Hare Krishna. Read the question, read the answer. Hare Krishna. So like that. So sometimes devotees can do like that. So whatever work we do, mat chitta sadatam bhava. We should always. So I found it very inspiring when devotees tell these things. So 58. Mat chitta sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyasi ata chetvam ahankaran nashrosyasi vinakshasi. Krishna is saying very important point. Mat chitta sarva durgani mat prasada tarishasi. If there is any doubt, Krishna is repeating, listen, there will be many problems, durgani, in this material world. But mat prasada tarishasi. All the obstacles of life, you will overcome by my grace, Krishna is saying. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spent 10 days in Shantipur and wanted to now proceed to Jagannath Puri Dham. Shachi Mata said, go to Jagannath Puri. At that time, all the devotees came. Srivas Thakur came. All the devotees came. And they said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, here the ruler is Nawab Hussain Shah. And there you are going from Gaudadesh, you are going to Neelachal Dham. There the king is Maharaj Pratap Rudra. There is a great conflict going on between Nawab Hussain Shah and Maharaj Pratap Rudra. Nawab Hussain Shah is always attacking Odisha. He wants to conquer Odisha. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra is vigorously fighting back. So there is a war going on. It is like India-Pakistan war. And one is saying, I want to cross the border. That's exactly what Mahaprabhu was doing. He wanted to cross from Navadvip to Neelachal, where Odisha and Gaudadesh were at war with each other. So, this is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So then, the Srivas Thakur and all the devotees, they told Mahaprabhu, you don't go to Jagannath Puri right now, you delay it. Because there are too many obstacles on the path. Sri Advaita Acharya in his Avesh, understanding how eager Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to go to have the darshan of Jagannath, he said, all the obstacles are the kinkar, they are the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the obstacles in bhakti, they are servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How? Because these obstacles inspire us to take more shelter of Krishna. If there are no obstacles, then we will become complacent. We will become lethargic. We will be on vacation always. If there are no obstacles. But when there are obstacles, then we tell devotees, Prabhuji, please pray for me. Prabhuji, bahut bahut pareshani hai. Please pray for me. Mataji, please pray for me. Devotees, please. That bhav comes only when there is vipatti. Only when there is difficulty in life. Otherwise, life will be one big vacation. If there are no obstacles. So Mahaprabhu places obstacles in the life of the devotees so that we become very intense in our bhakti. Mat chitta sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyasi. By my grace, you will cross over. Which means we have to take shelter of Krishna. When things are good, we should take shelter of Krishna. When things are bad, we should take more shelter of Krishna. When things are good, by Krishna's mercy, everything is good. I deserve vipatti, but Krishna is giving me good times. Let me take more shelter of Krishna. When things are bad, helplessly take more shelter of Krishna. When things are good, gratefully take more shelter of Krishna. When things are bad, helplessly take more shelter of Krishna. This is the life. Shukla Paksha, Krishna Paksha. It will keep. Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya, Shitoshna Sukha Dukha. It will come. Sukha Dukha will keep coming. Dualities. But in both situations, we should try to enhance our bhajan more and more. More and more. More and more. Krishna tells Arjun, Yad Ahankaram Ashritya Nayotsya Iti Manyase. Out of Ahankar, thinking that I am this Pandav, this is my brother, that is my cousin, this is my guru, this is my father. You are not fighting. This is false direction. Mithyesha. This is mithya. This is not correct. All false. By your nature, you will have to be engaged in warfare, Arjun. You are Kshatriya, Baba. You are trained as a Kshatriya. You are trained to fight. You have fought so many battles. You have to fight this dharma. Dharma, yuddha. You have to participate. Krishna is telling Arjun. Then in 60th verse, Krishna says, under illusion, you are deciding not to act according to my direction. I am saying fight. I am willing to ride your chariot for you. You fight. I will ride your chariot. But you are saying you will not fight. No. Compelled by your nature, you will have to fight. You will have to fight. That is your nature. Ishwara sarvabhutana maridesha arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantra rudhani maya. Verse 61. Krishna is saying that Arjuna may say, oh, Krishna, how do you know? I will have to fight. How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? So answer is given by Krishna that Ishwara sarvabhutanam hridayesha Arjuna. I am situated in your heart. I know exactly what your nature is, what your desires are, what you are feeling, what you are willing, what your everything I know. You will have to fight, Arjuna. It is your nature. And I know everybody. I am directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated on a machine, yantra, arudh. We are sitting on this material machine, like a car. This body is like a car. It's a material machine. Yantra rudhani maya. But this car, this machine is created not by Ford, not by Toyota Honda. It is created by maya. Maya. Yantra rudhani maya. Made up of material energy. Therefore, tam eva sharanam gachha. Sarvabhavena Bharata. Therefore, O Arjun, you just surrendered. Now here he's using it in what? Third person? Surrender to him. Third person. Sometimes he says, surrender to me. Maam ekam sharanam Arjun. Sometimes he says, sharanam go. Surrender to that Lord who is situated in the heart. Ishvara Sarvabhutana. Krishna is that Ishvara. And by his grace, you will attain transcendental peace and supreme eternal abode. Sthanam praptasi shashvatam. You will attain the Vaikuntha. By the grace of the Supreme Lord. Just surrender to the Supreme Lord. Thus I have explained to you knowledge still more confidential. Deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do. Yathechhasi tathakuru. Krishna gives so many instructions, gives guidance, but then in the end he says, okay, now you use your free will and do as you please. I am not going to force you. Yathechhasi tathakuru. Jaisi ichha hai vaisa karo. Do as you please. I have given you the guidelines. I have given you advice. I have given you transcendental knowledge. I have told you what is right, what is wrong. I have told you what to do. But now you do as you want. Krishna does not force. Why? Why Krishna does not force? Because if, see, bhaktya tushyati kevalam nacha guna bhakti priyo madhava. Krishna is only pleased by bhakti. And bhakti is voluntary. If a gun is put on the head, say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But there is no love in that. But when a pure devotee is chanting Hare Krishna, chanting Krishna Naam, and out of love, tears are coming from the eyes. That is bhakti, that is prem. And that is what Krishna tastes. And that is only possible when a free will is given. Yadichchasi tathakuru. And out of swaichha, if one is chanting Krishna Naam, one is crying for Krishna. Rudu suswaram rajan. There was no need. You have your husbands, you have your house, go. You have your children, stay there. But Krishna darshan lalasa. Rudu suswaram rajan. Then tasam avirbhushyam. Then Krishna comes. Voluntarily when we cry for Krishna, then Krishna comes. Therefore, Krishna has given full free will. Krishna will tell us, this is right, this is wrong. Free will. Ultimately, you do as you want. Now even flower decoration. It has to be done with our own free will, with our own creativity. Hai na? Creativity. Now singing Hare Krishna. So many melodies Shri Vada Indra Prabhu created. Was he getting paid? $100 per tune. Aisa nahi. Out of his own free will, out of his own creativity, using his creative genius, Shri Vada Indra Prabhu created more than 300 melodies of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So beautiful. This is bhakti. Devotees who are stitching clothes for Radha Shyam Sundar, Vrindavan, Krishna Balram, Gaurnitai. They are using their creativity. Voluntarily they are using their creativity. That is what attracts Krishna. Voluntarily you make something. Pav bhaji, anything. Burger or nice paneer sabji or nice sweets, pineapple halwa.
Muthiya.
Nobody's telling. But voluntarily you make, using your talents, using your ability, nice recipe, you put little mint in the strawberry smoothie to enhance the flavor. That is bhakti. Because you are using your talents, your imagination, out of, nobody said put this, but out of your own, that we have to do. Therefore, Krishna gives full freedom. Mm-hmm. Then Krishna says, 64, sarva guhyatamam bhuyah shrunume paramam vachana. Now, dear devotees, as you are getting bored, as you are thinking it is already now 12 o'clock, now stop the class. Krishna is saying, sarva guhyatamam bhuya shrunume paramam vacha. The param vacha is coming. The supreme instruction is now coming. Therefore, please listen. Why? Because tato vakshami te hitam. It is for our good. Hamare hit ke liye Bhagwan keh rahe hai. Kripya dhyan dekar suno. Hit. Verse number 65. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evashyasi satyam te prati jane priyosi me. Krishna is telling Arjun, always think of me, manmana. भव मत भक्तो बिकम माई डिवोटी मद याजी वर्शिप मी एंड माम नमस्कुरु पे योर रिस्पेक्ट्स टू मी इन दिस वे यू विल कम टू मी माम एव शशि एंड आई एम टेलिंग यू द ट्रूथ सत्यम ते वाय वाय बिकॉज प्रति जाने प्रियो सिमे बिकॉज यू आर वेरी डियर टू मी अर्जुन यू आर योर डिवोटी भक्तो सिमे सखा चेती यू आर माई फ्रेंड यू आर माई डिवोटी यू आर वेरी डियर टू मी एम टेलिंग यू द ट्रूथ इफ दिस फोर थिंग्स आर डन यू विल कम टू मी माम एव शशि मन मना फर्स्ट इज वी हैव टू बी कृष्णा कॉन्शियस मत चित्त सहतम भव मन मना वी ऑलवेज थिंक ऑफ कृष्णा भव मत भक्तो वी हैव टू बिकम कृष्णास डिवोटी भक्ति मीन्स भव मत भक्तो मीन्स बिकम अ डिवोटी व्हाट इज भक्ति भक्ति इज अन्याभिलाषित शून्यम ज्ञान कर्म आदि अनावृतम अनुकूल्यन कृष्णानुशीलनम भक्ति उत्तम श्री रूप गोस्वामी हैज डिस्क्राइब्ड डिफाइंड व्हाट इज भक्ति भक्ति मीन्स वी सिंपली वॉन्ट टू डू एक्टिविटीज दैट आर मेंट फॉर कृष्णास प्लेजर that are favorable for Krishna, something that Krishna will like we were discussing, if Jagannath has to be offered warm clothes on Odana Shashti, but winter comes before Odana Shashti, are we going to say no, we will give warm clothes only on Odana Shashti, let Jagannath shiver? No, if some year winter comes early, anukulena Krishna, we will give a warm blanket to Krishna when it is the way it is anukul. Or sometimes if in December month it is very very hot, heat wave is going on, it's very hot, then we will not give blanket because Krishna will feel hot. Anukul. Janmashtami is there. At night we are doing Abhishek. Cold, fridge mein se nikal ke dood. Cold milk to Krishna. That is not anukul. Krishna is standing, Radharani is standing, not anukul. So therefore we have to use warm. Warm milk. Warm panchamrit. Because it is anukul for Krishna. That is bhakti. Bhakti means anukul for Krishna. Man mana even Karna was doing. Man mana even Kamsa was doing. Man mana even Shishupal was doing. Man mana even Jarasan was doing. But that is not anukul to Krishna. So therefore, man mana bhavamad bhakto. Because bhakta means anukul. Rupa Goswami said, na? Anukul and Krishna Shilam bhakti ruttama. Uttama bhakti, kevala bhakti, para bhakti. These are all synonyms. Shuddha bhakti. All synonyms for anukul and Krishna. Anya abhilashita shunya. And no desire for bhukti mukti. Jnana karma adi anavatam. Karma means bhukti, jnana means mukti. No desire for bhukti mukti mama janmani janmanishware bhavatad bhakti rahetu kitve. This is a very important verse of Bhagavad Gita. And then if the question remains, okay, you do this four things, you come to me. Is there anything else? No. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mukshayishyami vasucha. That if someone says, Krishna, you are saying, always think of me, but I have got so many dharma. I have got patni dharma. I have got kula dharma. I have got desh dharma. I have got so many things to do. So then Krishna, how I can do man mana? Always, how can I always think of you? I have other dharmas. So to clarify, Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya. Just give up everything else. And give only one priority. Maam ekam sharanam braja. Eko shastro devaki putra gito. Let there be one shastra, devaki putra gito. And that shastra is saying, maam ekam sharanam braja. Ekam mantram, tasya namani yani. Karmapi ekam tasya devasa seva. Eko deva, devaki putra eva. Ekam shastra devaki putra gitam. So let there be one shastra, one God, one holy name, and one activity. Anukulana Krishnanu. One activity. So then our lives will become perfect. So Krishna is very clearly saying, just give up everything and surrender unto me. This is the most confidential knowledge. Sarva guhyatamam. Krishna says, this is the most confidential knowledge because people, they read so many books, they go to so many schools, they have so many discussions, they hear so many pravachans, but they don't come to this point. I remember when I've got my first Bhagavad Gita in August of 1998, by December, I finished reading it. Around 1,000 pages, that edition of Small Bhagavad Gita. And I did not understand anything. That language, transcendental, and all these things, paraphernalia, phantasmagoria. I had never read anything like that before. So, first of all, English was not good, very good. I came from a place where I didn't speak English too much. So, it was very difficult for me to understand Bhagavad Gita. I read all the translations, all the purports, but I didn't understand anything. But I understood one thing. If after reading the Bhagavad Gita, ask me, what did you learn? I learned one thing. I understood one thing by reading Prabhupada's Gita, that Krishna is God. That one thing I got, which I had never got in the first 18 years of my life. I used to think Ganpati, Shankar Bhagwan, everybody is same. But after reading Bhagavad Gita, I understood one thing, that Krishna is the Bhagavan Swayam. That Prabhupada did for me. I was convinced that Krishna is God. So, this is Prabhupada's gift to all of us. So, in the 67th verse, Krishna is saying, this confidential knowledge must not be explained to those who are abhakta, who are not devotees. Don't give this knowledge. Kadachana, ever. Na bhaktaya kadachana. Idam te na tapaskaya na bhaktaya kadachana. Don't speak this knowledge to those who are non-devotees, because they will simply make fun. Or worse, they will take extracts from Bhagavad Gita and they will misuse it to propagate their own nonsense philosophy. There are some people, they are vidharmis, they are vidharmi, and they speak from Upanishads, they quote from Bhagavad Gita to convince people of their own nefarious activities and to propagate their own philosophy. Such people, therefore, our Shastra, they were Shruti. They were only passed down by hearing, because it is so confidential. If a unqualified person gets this knowledge, they will misuse it. They will misuse it. So, therefore, this should not be explained to the non-devotees, those who are not austere, those who are not engaged in devotional service, and those who are na cha mam yo abhya suyati. Abhya suyati is one who is envious. This knowledge should not be given to those who envy Krishna. So why we are distributing Bhagavad Gita in this Bhagavad Gita marathon? Well, it is because the same Krishna who spoke Bhagavad Gita came as Brajendra Nandana Jai Shachi Suta Hoilo Se, and he said, Jare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh Amara Gya Guru Haya Tare Desh. When Krishna says, he says, don't give this, those who are not devotees, those who are envious of me, don't speak this knowledge to them. But when that same Krishna is Radha Bhava Diti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam, then he becomes Mahavadan Nyaya. Abhi chodo. Abhi don't look at qualification. Yogyata, yogyata, nagrena. Don't consider. Just give them. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna prem upadesh. Prema matta. Nityananda ki bhavatar. Uttama adham kichu na kare vichar. So that has happened now. Now we are in the movement of not Kurukshetra Krishna, but we are Tatradaro Napara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra. Shuno Shuno Nityananda Shuno Haridas. Amaragya Koroya Prakash. Grihe Grihe Prategehe Koroi Bhiksha. Bolo Krishna Bhajo Krishna Koro Krishna Shiksha. Krishna Shiksha is this. This is Krishna Shiksha. Rupa Shiksha Sara. This is Krishna Shiksha. So we are distributing Bhagavad Gita. Mahaprabhu said. Ramanandaro is saying something esoteric. He's saying not in the mood of Kurukshetra Krishna, because he puts a lot of qualification, disqualification, but in the mood of Kurukshetra Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which means Radharani, who went to Kurukshetra in separation from Krishna to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan, and along with Krishna, all of Krishna's parts and parcels, bring them back to Vrindavan. So in that mood, we are distributing Bhagavad Gita as Gauravani Pracharine. Mahaprabhu said, so we are doing. So if one, now in the verse number 68 is very beautiful. That's why I am so grateful to Bhakti Sangha Japa Group, because Bhakti Sangha Japa Group is doing this. Ya idam paramam guhyam mad bhaktesh abhidhasyati bhaktim mai param kritva mam evashat asamshayah. If this science of Bhagavad Gita, secret of Bhagavad Gita, is taught to the devotees, then pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end, mam evashat, the person will come back to me. Bhakti Sangha Japa Group is giving the speakers an opportunity to share the message of Bhagavad Gita with devotees. On this platform, we don't have to worry who is listening. Are they devotees, non-devotees? Are they envious, not envious? Are they austere, not austere? All of you are devotees. So to come in the presence of devotees and to speak Harikatha, to speak Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavad, it is such a great fortune. And this fortune, Bhakti Sangha Japa Group is awarding to all the speakers and listeners. That as a devotee platform, we are coming and we are sharing. Now here, there is no filter. There is no fear. We can share our hearts. So I'm very grateful for this. And then Krishna says, there is no servant in this world more dear to me than he who who spreads this knowledge, speaks this knowledge to the devotees. Mat chitta mat gata prana bodhayanta parasparam. Kathayantascha vandam tushyanti charamanti cha. Nor will there be anyone anya priya tarobhavi. Nor will there anybody more dear to me than the preacher. Therefore, the first offense against the holy name, bhurida jana, the first satam ninda, the first offense against the holy name is to blaspheme those devotees specifically, all devotees, but specifically those devotees who are engaged in preaching the glories of the holy name. If we could have such a devotee like Prabhupada, then we are finished. Hare Krishna. Verse 70, it is said, Krishna is saying, and I declare that he who studies this sacred conversation of ours, worship me by his intelligence. My dear devotees, studying Bhagavad Gita is Krishna Aradhana. How? With our buddhi. Krishna is saying that Jnana Yajena, we are worshipping Krishna by the intelligence. We can worship Krishna with our body. We can worship Krishna with our words. We can worship Krishna with our mind. We can worship Krishna by intelligence. And worshipping Krishna by intelligence is to sit and study Bhagavad Gita. Adheshyate. Chaya id imam. To read this Bhagavad Gita, Dharmyam Samvadam, this Dharma Samvad between Arjuna and Krishna. It is not just some friendly conversation. Once friend once told me, "Arey yaar, why you are taking Bhagavad Gita so seriously?" It is just a pep talk. These are his words. Just a pep talk given by Krishna to his friend Arjun to convince him to fight. Pep talk. This is not a pep talk. This is para talk. This is a supreme transcendental conversation. Dharmyam Samvadam. Okay? So we are worshipping Krishna by intelligence if we study Bhagavad Gita. Shall study, not just casually read. Study it nicely. And then, Shraddhavan anasuyascha shrunuyad apiyonaraha sopi mukta shubhallokan prapnuyat punya karmanam. And one who listens with faith, Shraddha, and without envy. Why Krishna is to be worshipped? Why we should think of Krishna only? Why Krishna? No. Without envy, out of love, if we hear Bhagavad Gita, one becomes free from all sinful reactions and attains to the auspicious planet, Shubhal Lokam. We attain Shubhlok, the auspicious planets, Golok Vrindavan, Vaikuntha, where Punya Karmana. Punya Karmana. What is that channel? Krishnam Punya Kathamritam. Punya Karmana. Krishna will attain planets where the pious dwell, where the bhaktas dwell, where the devotees dwell. Verse 72. O son of Pritha, O conqueror of wealth, have you heard this with an attentive mind? And are your ignorance and illusions now dispelled? Now, every speaker always has this concern in the heart. Ki, are the audience listening attentively? Are they getting some benefit from this or not? Is my service being appreciated? Sometimes even our Guru Varga will ask us. After the class, we may go and we'll say, nice class, Maharaj. They may say, you like the class? One may think, why he's attached? Whether his class is liked or not? No, it is a service. It is their service to their Gurudev. It is their personal service to Krishna. So they have to be attached. They have to be concerned whether the class is being appreciated or not, whether the class was beneficial or not. It is natural. So Krishna is also concerned. Arjun, did you hear attentively? You are having some doubts. Are they gone? Are your doubts dispelled? Is your ignorance gone? Krishna is concerned. So don't be surprised if Gurudev asks, did you like the class? What did you learn in the class? No, it's a service. It's a very personal thing. So they have to be concerned. It's not like, I don't care whether they like or take it, leave it. I don't know. We care. It's our service. Arjun says, Nashto moha smritir labdha tvat prasadan mayachyuta sitosmi gata sandeha. Karishye vachanam tava. Krishna said, yadichchasi tatha kuru. Arjun is saying, karishye vachanam tava. This is bhakti. Arjun, Krishna says, do what you want. Do as you please. Arjun says, I will do what pleases you. Joy, whatever you, karishye vachanam tava. Whatever you want, I will do that. Nashto moha smitir labda. My moha, my illusion is gone. And now I am properly situated. Sthitosmi gata sandeha. Tat prasadan mayachuta. How my illusion is gone? Not by my own endeavor. But remember, karpanya dosha upahata subhava. Arjuna was completely bewildered. He says, Shishyaste ham sadhi mam tvam prapanna. I surrender to you. I am your student. Please instruct me. So Arjun is very grateful. He is saying, Tvat prasadan maya achyuta. Yes, my illusion, my doubt, my confusion is gone by your mercy, Krishna. Arjun is saying, by your mercy, Arjun Sakha. By your mercy, Krishna. My doubts are gone. My confusion is gone. And now I'm prepared to fight. I'm prepared to fight. I'm prepared to fight. I'm ready to fight. Arjun is saying. Now Sanjay goes into ecstasy. Sanjay is going to go in ecstasy. It aham vasudevasya parthasya cha mahatmanaha samvadam imam ashrusham adbhutam roma harshanam. Ecstasy should be experienced when there is Krishna darshan, when Mahaprabhu, simply by Krishna's darshan, simply by tasting Krishna prasad, simply by chanting Krishna naam, tava nama grihane bhavishyati, nayanam galadashudharaya, vadanam gadgadarudhaya, pulakaya vichitam vapukada. And just by fragrance of Krishna, Mahaprabhu used to go in ecstasy in the Antilila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So if we really experience Krishna, then this should happen. Adbhutam Roma Harshanam should happen. If that has not happened, we have not tasted Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna. Because the first hearer of Bhagavad Gita after Arjun is Sanjay. And Sanjay is saying, Adbhutam Samvadam. This is Adbhut Samvad and Roma Harshanam. By hearing it, my hair is standing on end. Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharira hari hari bolite nayane babenira. So therefore, one should not say, Bhagavad Gita, I have read. Tell something new. No. If we have really heard Bhagavad Gita, then we will become like Sanjay. We will become like Arjun. We will become like Srila Prabhupada. Cannot stop talking about it. Hair standing on end, tears of love coming. So Sanjay is in ecstasy. Now, Arjun says that Nashtamo Smitir Labda Tvat Prasadat Maya Achyuta. He is giving credit to his guru, Krishna. Sanjay gives credit to his guru. This is the parampara. Always grateful to guru. Chakshudan Dilojai Janme Janme Prabhu Se. Vyasa Prasadat Shruntavan Shrutavan Etad Guyam Aham Param Yogam Yogeshwardat Krishnat Sakshat Kathayata Swayam. By mercy of my Gurudev Srila Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasdev, I have been able to directly hear this confidential conversation between Yogeshwar, the master of all mysticism, Krishna, Yogeshwarat Krishna, who was speaking personally to Arjun. I was able to hear. It was a conversation between Lord and the servant, master and the servant. But by mercy of my Gurudev, I was able to tap into that conversation. Oh, I'm so grateful. Now see the ecstasy of Sanjay. This we have to experience. This is also Rasa Shastra. Bhagavad Gita is also not just some Dharma Tattva. This is Rasa Shastra. Bhagavad Gita is Prem Shastra. Bhagavad Gita is Prem Shastra. Sadatam, what is that? Bhayatam Priti Purvakam. Bhayatam Priti Purvakam. Rajan Samsmritya Samsmritya. Look at the ecstasy, he's repeating the words. Sanjay, not that he is faltering, he doesn't know how to compose in Anushtup. He's in ecstasy, he's repeating the words. Oh, Rajan, who is Rajan? Dhritarashtra. Oh, Rajan, samsmritya, samsmritya, samvadam imam adbhutam. Again, he's using adbhutam. Keshav Arjunayo punyam shrishyami sa muhur muhu. Again and again, I am feeling joy as I repeatedly recall this wondrous holy dialogue, Adbhut Samvadam, between Keshav and Arjun. I am feeling ecstasy. Rishyami, I am feeling ecstasy. Harsha, muhu muhu. Again and again, I am feeling ecstasy. Again in 77, he repeats. Tatcha samsmritya samsmritya rupam adbhutam harehe. Vismayo me mahan rajan hrishyami cha punah punah. See, two words, first line, fourth line. He's repeating in ecstasy. He's saying hrishyami cha punah punah. O king Dhritarashtra, you're so attached to your son Duryodhan, you're asking in the beginning, who will win, who will win, who will win, what is happening, what is happening? As I remember the wonderful form of Krishna, rupam ati adbhutam hare, rupam ati adbhutam hare, as I remember this wonderful form. So he didn't hear just audio. It was audio video that Sanjay saw. He saw the roop and he heard the vani, both. As I remember the conversation, first previous verse, 76th verse, audio. ऑडियो महिमा. व्हाट इज द इफेक्ट ऑफ ऑडियो? एज आई रिमेंबर द कन्वर्सेशन अगेन एंड अगेन, रिश्यामि पुनः पुनः. एंड एज आई रूपमति अद्भुतम हरे, व्हेन आई रिमेंबर द फॉर्म ऑफ हरि, सुंदर हरि, एज ही स्टैंडिंग ऑन द चैरियट स्पीकिंग टू हिज डियर डिवोटी अर्जुन, रिश्यामि च पुनः पुनः. आई फील एक्सटेसी अगेन एंड अगेन एज आई रिमेंबर द अद्भुत रूप ऑफ कृष्णा. एंड देन इन कंप्लीट एक्सटेसी संजय, भावुक भक्त, डिसाइपल ऑफ शिल व्यास, वी आर ऑल्सो द सेम परंपरा, इज सेइंग यत्र योगेश्वर कृष्ण यत्र पार्थो धनुर्धर तत्र श्रीर्विजयो भूतिर् ध्रुवानीतिर्मतिर् मम. वेर एवर देर इज कृष्णा, योगेश्वर, मास्टर ऑफ ऑल मिस्टिक्स. वेर एवर देर इज अर्जुन, द सुप्रीम आर्चर, यत्र पार्थो धनुर्धर यत्र योगेश्वर कृष्णो, देर विल सर्टनली बी ओप्युलेंस तत्र श्रीर, एक्स्ट्रॉर्डनरी विक्ट्री, एक्स्ट्रॉर्डनरी पावर एंड मोरालिटी. श्री विजय, अर्जुन नेम इज विजय, भूतिर, ध्रुवा, नीतिर, डेफिनेटली देर विल बी नीति, देर विल बी मोरालिटी, एंड दिस इज माई ओपिनियन. मतिर मम, संजय सेज, बट आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू लेट यू गो सो इजीली. I want to read. The class is incomplete, useless without purport. What am I babbling? I have to read Prabhupada's purport. So we will read the purport of this last verse, 78th verse, Srila Prabhupada's purport. And then there will be a question for all of you. Hare Krishna. So let's read this purport. It's a brilliant purport. Prabhupada summarizes the whole Bhagavad Gita in this. This is the last purport of Srila Prabhupada. Please stay with me. Shri Bhagavad Gita, please listen carefully. This is the essence of the class. Shri Bhagavad Gita began with an inquiry of Maharaj Dhritarashtras. He was hopeful of the victory of his sons, assisted by great warriors like Bhishma, Drona, Karna. He was hopeful. Such great Atirathis are there, my son will win. He was hopeful that the victory would be on his side. Dhritarashtra was hopeful. But after describing the scene on the battlefield, Sanjay told King Dhritarashtra, "You are thinking of victory. But my opinion is that where Krishna and Arjuna are present, there will be all good fortune." He directly confirmed that Dhritarashtra could not expect victory for his side. Not possible. Because Krishna is there. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Tatra Shri Vijay. Victory was certain for the side of Arjun because Krishna was there. Makhan leke kya karu? Jab makhan chor hai mere paas. Arjun is with Krishna. So he is going to win. Even Bhishma Dev said that in 16 minutes, main is yuddha ka nirnay kar sakta hu. Bhishma Dev had so much power. In 16 minutes, he could kill the 5 Pandavas and their entire armies. 16 minutes. He said, I can do Nirnay. Mahabharata, he says, 16 or 18 minutes. But what to do? That Keshav is sitting on the chariot of Partha. I cannot do anything. Bhishma Dev says, it's there in Mahabharata. Srila Vyasadeva writes. So, victory was certain on the side of Arjun. Therefore, my dear friends, in this world, we have been defeated many times. Every birth we all have taken in this world, we have been defeated. That's why we have taken birth again. Abhi tak haar rahe hum log. We have never won. Till today, all of us have been defeated. We are all defeated. All of us are parajit.
We are all parajit by hearing this little Sanjay.
And Amarit Babu said that we are all parajay, but by hearing this, we will become Sanjay. Ajay. Then become Sanjay. So, victory was a certain for the side of Arjun because Krishna was there. Krishna's acceptance of the post of charioteer for Arjun was an exhibition of another opulence. What? He's taking a humble position, sitting at the feet of his devotee. Krishna is full of all opulences, and one of them is renunciation, Vairagya. There are many instances of such renunciation. For Krishna is also the master of renunciation. The fight was actually between Duryodhana and Yudhishthir. Arjun was simply fighting on behalf of his elder brother, Yudhishthir. Because Krishna and Arjun were on the side of Yudhishthir, Yudhishthir's victory was certain. Yudhishthir ka saubhagya dekho. He has got Arjun, brother like Arjun, and he has got Krishna on his side, who touches his feet. Yudhishthir. Arjun was fighting for his elder brother. And because Krishna Arjun on the side of Yudhishthir, Yudhishthir's victory was certain. The battle was to decide who would rule the world. And Sanjay predicted that power would be transferred to Yudhishthir. It is also predicted here that Yudhishthir, after gaining victory in battle, would flourish more and more. Because not only was he righteous and pious, but he was also a strict moralist. And he never spoke a lie during his life. There are many less intelligent person who take Bhagavad Gita to be discussion of topics between two friends on a battlefield. But such a book cannot be scripture. Shripad Shankaracharya would not write a commentary on such a conversation. Shripad Madhvacharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan will not write commentary on such a. Shripad Ramanujacharya will not waste his time studying such a conversation. No, this is Adbhut Samvadam. Some may protest that Krishna incited Arjun to fight, which is immoral. Ahimsa dharma paro. Nahi. To keep quiet when adharma is being done is ahimsa, is himsa. We have to take himsa to defeat adharma. Some may protest that Krishna incited Arjun to fight, which is immoral. But the reality of the situation is clearly stated. Bhagavad Gita is the supreme instruction in morality. Param guhyatamam. Parama vacha, supreme instruction. The supreme instruction of morality is stated in the 9th chapter, in the 34th verse. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. One must become bhavamad bhakta. One must become Krishna bhakta. One must become a devotee of Krishna. The essence of all religion is to surrender to Krishna. Sarva dharma parityaja mam ekam sharanam raja. The instruction of Bhagavad Gita constitute the supreme process of religion and of morality. All other processes may be purifying and may lead to this process. But the last instruction of Sri Bhagavad Gita is the last word in all morality and religion. What is it? Surrender to Krishna. This is the verdict of the 18th chapter. Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. From Sri Bhagavad Gita, we can understand that to realize oneself by philosophical speculation, Jnan Marg, and by meditation, Dhyan Marg, is one process. It is there. Iha hai. It is there. It is one process. But to fully surrender unto Krishna is the highest perfection. Highest perfection. Just surrender. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhyacha mai arpita manobuddhir. Mam eva shasi asamshay. We have to offer, surrender. Our manas deha geho jo kichu mor arpilu tuva padeo nanda kishor. Supreme instruction. Another feature of Bhagavad Gita is that the actual truth is a supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. Mata parataram na anyat kinjita siddhananjaya. The absolute truth is realized in three features. Impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and ultimately the supreme personality of Krishna, Bhagwan. Krishna stu Bhagwan Swayam. Perfect knowledge of the absolute truth means perfect knowledge of Krishna. I repeat, we say no, absolute truth, absolute. Perfect knowledge of absolute truth means perfect knowledge of Krishna. If one understands Krishna, then all the departments of knowledge are part and parcel of that understanding. If we know Krishna, we know everything. Yomameva Vasamodo Janati Purushottamam Sa Sarvavid. If we know Krishna, we know everything. We don't need to know coding. We don't need to know MBA. We don't need to know MD. If we know Krishna, we know what is Neya, what is worth knowing. If one understands Krishna, then understand everything. All other departments of knowledge are part and parcel of that understanding. Krishna is transcendental, for he is always situated in his internal, eternal potency. The living entities are manifested of his energy, Tadastha Shakti, and are divided into two classes, eternally conditioned, Nitya Baddha, and eternally liberated, Nitya Siddha. Such living entities are innumerable, and they are considered fundamental parts of Krishna. Material energy is manifested into 24 divisions. Pancha Karmendriya, Pancha Jnanendriya, Pancha Mahabhuta, like that is there. The creation is effected by eternal time, and it is created and dissolved by external energy. Shrishti, Sthiti and Pralay. There is creation, there is maintenance, there is destruction. This manifestation of cosmic world repeatedly becomes visible and invisible. Bhuktva Bhukta Pralayate. Again and again it is created, again and it is destroyed. In Sri Bhagavad Gita, five principal subject matters are discussed. Everybody should know this. There are five topics of Bhagavad Gita. Ishwar, supreme personality of Godhead. Prakriti, material nature. Jiva, living entity. Kal, eternal time. And karma, all kinds of activities. There is vikarma, there is karma, there is akarma. All is dependent on the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. Everything is dependent on Krishna. All conceptions of absolute truth, impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and any other transcendental conception exist within the category of understanding of the supreme personality of Godhead. They're all different phases of understanding. Vadanti tattvaidam, tattvam yajnana vadvayam, brahmeti, paramatmeti, bhagwaniti, shabdati. There are different phases of understanding. Brahman, Paramatma. But Bhagwan realization is the complete understanding of Godhead. Although superficial, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the living entity, material nature and time appear to be different. Nothing is different from Supreme. Kalosmi, I am time. Bhumir apanala vayur khammano buddhi reyach ahankaritam bhinna prakriti ashtada. They are also, material world also my prakriti. Kal also my energy. Jivas, Krishna says that, what is that? They are all my amsha. Mama Yamsha Jiva Loka Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. All the Jivas are, so Jivas are coming from Krishna, Kal is coming from Krishna, Prakriti is coming from Krishna, Karma is under control of Krishna. Name Karmani Limpanti, Name Karma Falaspruha. Krishna is beyond karma. So everything is coming from Krishna and he is Ishwar Swayam Krishna. Mata Parataram Nanyat. So therefore, these five topics appear to be different, but actually they are Krishna and expansions of Krishna. Mama amsha jiva loka jivuta sanatana. Aham sarvasya prabhava, mata sarvam pravartate. But the Supreme is always different from everything. So everything is coming from Krishna, everything is one with Krishna, but everything is different from Krishna also. This system of philosophy constitutes na chaham tesh avastita. Everything is in me, but I am not in. This system of philosophy constitutes perfect knowledge of the absolute truth. What? Achintya bheda bhedtatva. Inconceivable oneness and difference. This philosophy is taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, last paragraph, my dear friends. This, the living entity in his original position is pure spirit. Now, I'm going to ask a question, so listen attentively. The living entity in his original position is pure spirit. He is just like an atomic particle of the Supreme Spirit. Thus, Lord Krishna may be compared to the sun, the living entity to sunshine. Sita Mata, Mother Sita, she tells Ravan that shakya lobhai tu naham aishwaryena dhanenava ananya raghavenaham bhaskarena prabhayatha. Ravana was trying to separate Sita from Raghav. And Mother Sita said, Srimati Sita Devi said, I cannot be separated from my Raghav. Just like sunshine cannot be separated from Krishna. Ananya raghavenaham, I am not different from my Raghav. How? Bhaskarena prabhayatha. Shakya lobhai tum naham aishwaryena dhanenava. Don't give me this lobe. Mandodhari will become your servant and you will become the queen. I cannot be tempted. Therefore, we are also one with Krishna. We belong to Krishna. Krishna, tumhare pati. Krishna, tumhare pati. Krishna, tumhari gati. This is sambandha jnana. Krishna mein lagao mati. This is abhideya. Krishna se ho jaye priti. Rati. This is prayojan. Prem prayojan. Prem prayojan. Because the living entities are the marginal energy of Krishna, they have a tendency to be in contact either with material energy or with spiritual energy. Tat pehna. Sometimes wet, sometimes dry. Like that is our situation. In other words, the living entity is situated between the two energies of Lord. Antaranga Shakti and Bahiranga Shakti. Bishme, we are there. Tata sa, Jiva. We are in between. And because the Jiva belongs to the superior energy of the Lord. In Jaiva Dharma, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Tatastha Shakti is in between the Antaranga Shakti and Bahiranga Shakti. But Tatastha Shakti is an offshoot of the Antaranga Shakti, constitutionally. Therefore, we are supposed to take shelter of Antaranga Shakti, not Bahiranga Shakti. Prabhupada saying same thing. In other words, the living entity is situated between two energies of Lord Krishna, Antaranga Shakti and Bahiranga Shakti. And because the Jiva belongs to the superior energy, Antaranga Shakti of Krishna, he has a particle of independence. The Bahiranga Shakti is dependent. But Antaranga Shakti has a quality of independence. Because to serve Krishna, it requires independence, creativity, voluntary. By proper use of that independence, the Jiva comes under the direct order of Krishna. By proper use of independence, the Jiva comes under direct order of Krishna. Sarvadharam paritir mamekam sharanam raja. Comes under the Krishna. Last sentence of Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita as it is. Thus, the Jiva attains his normal condition in the pleasure-giving potency. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 18th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of its conclusion, the perfection of renunciation. My question is, what does Srila Prabhupada end the purport to Bhagavad Gita with?
Take shelter of Radharani.
Hari Om! Radha Dasyam! Prabhupada is concluding. Some people say that Prabhupada did not mention Radharani in Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada conclude Bhagavad Gita with Radha Dasyam, with Mahiyam Atma Pada Padma Dasya Dastu Radhika. I am not exaggerating, I am not making it up. By proper use of that independence, Mahiyam Atma Pada Padma comes under direct order of Krishna and attains his normal condition in the pleasure giving potency. Dasya Dastu Radhika. Pleasure giving potency. See here. It is very beautiful. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Adi Lila, Chapter 4, Text 68. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit, Adi Lila, Chapter 4, Text 68. Ladini rasara prem, prema sara bhav, bhavera paramakashtha nama mahabhav. Prabhupada is saying, pleasure giving potency. Pleasure giving potency is Ladini Shakti. Okay? Ladini rasara prem. The essence of Ladini Shakti is prem. Premer sara bhav. Premer sara bhav. Bhav means to have love for Krishna, prem, and do kriya, which is anukul to Krishna. That is called bhav. Ah, Mataji shared. Ladini rasara prem, prema sara bhav, bhavera parama kashta nama maha bhav, and bhavera param kashta. So see, ladini rasara prem, essence of ladini shakti, pleasure giving potency is prem. Prema sara bhav, the essence of prem is bhav. Bhavera parama kashta, the zenith of bhav, is called Naam Mahabhav. It's called Mahabhav. Now let's go to the next verse. Verse 69. Mahabhava Swarupa Shri Radha Thakurani Sarvaguna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. And Mahabhava Swarupa. So Ladhini Rasar Bhav. Prem. Premera Sar Bhav. Bhavera Paramakashta Naam Mahabhav. Mahabhav Swarupa Shri Radha Thakurani Sarvaguna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Shri Radha is the embodiment of Mahabhav. She is the repository of all good qualities, Sarvaguna Khani. And she is the crest jewel among all the lovely consorts of Krishna, Sarva Kanta Shiromani. And Prabhupada is saying we have to take shelter of the pleasure giving potency of Krishna. We have to take shelter of Radharani. Prabhupada concludes Shri Bhagavad Gita with Radha Dasyam. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, dear devotees. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Very wonderful class, as always. So very nicely narrated. Means like all the verses. So we didn't know how the time passed, but it was certainly very good class. And we have many hand raised, Prabhuji. So do you have time for taking questions?
Mataji, maybe we can take two questions, the first two questions. Sukhakara Krishna Das Prabhu.
Yes, Sukhakara Krishna Prabhu, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Adikadasa Prabhu. It Hare was Krishna. So fantastic. You really touched the heart, Prabhu, really touched the heart. Each and every verse, you went so deep. And with Amarendra Prabhu, you're like Krishna Balaram sitting together and talking. You're so nice, Prabhu. And I think you can make doctorate in whatever you're told now. Like a doctorate can be written in 18 chapters and it can really touch everybody's heart. You can just write one book on 18 chapters. And with the summary you gave, with the meaning, with the song and slokas. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Lavanya Mata.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Please accept my pranams. Thank you so much for the class, for enlightening us. I have three questions, if time permits, please allow to enlighten. So the first question is, as every guna is coming from Krishna, and as we have so condensed greed in ourselves, so how can we convert this greed into the service of Krishna?
By being greedy for Krishna's service. Instead of being greedy for sense gratification, we have to have Krishna darshan lalasa. Greed for Krishna. Greed for service to Krishna. Theek hai?
And second question is that how we get the determination for the right cause? Practically, how can we apply that?
Determination is very much required. Utsaha nischayat dhairyat. Srila Rupa Goswami says. And this determination comes from good bhajan, strong sadhana and sadhu sangat. When we do good bhajan, we have sadhu sangha, it recharges our determination battery. It recharges our battery and we get renewed enthusiasm. Like Arjun, nashtamoho smritir labda, tat prasadat mayachuta, sidoham gata sandeha, karishe vachanam tava. He got enthusiasm, determination, now I will fight. So that comes from sadhu sangha and by doing good bhajan, naam bhajan. Naam bal, it gives us strength. The naam gives bal, gives strength to us. Because in Shri Shikshashtakam, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Namnam Kari Bahuda Nija Sarva?
Shakti.
Shakti. You are asking about Shakti. How do we get the Shakti of determination? That will come from Naam. Namnam Kari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti. All Shakti, all bal will come from Naam Bhajan and by Sadhu Sangha. Theek hai? Third question.
Third question is, as your kindness was mentioning about the Oren Shashti, so as we see in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sri Pundarika Vidyanidhi was chastised and beaten by Jagannath and Baladev. And whereas even the Lord did not chastise his own son, which was Sri Pradyumna. So how can we understand in these situations that in practical life, when we face such difficulties, that these are the real mercy of the Lord to us.
Hare Krishna. See, we are all beaten in this world. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. We are all beaten. We have a choice. Either we can be corrected by Krishna or we can be punished by Maya. So when a child does something naughty in school, either the child will be punished by the teacher and the headmistress and the principal of the school. He will be made to kneel down outside the classroom. He will be given a, thrown out of school. What is it called? Thrown out of school, for suspended from school for a few days. That's a very horrible punishment. It will go on his character report. Or the parents can come and give one thappar to a child, one slap. Hey, you're being so naughty. And tell the teacher, don't worry, I'm going to punish him. Let me take him home. I'm going to punish him. And the teacher will take the child home. The mother will take the child home and give some punishment. But that will be punishment out of love. Then she will also do lalan palan. She will also give prem. So we have two options. Either we can be punished by Krishna, who is like our tumeva mata cha pita tumeva, or we can be punished by the material energy, which is like the school principal. Very strict. Durga, Bhairavi. So it is better to be punished by Krishna, and a devotee who is very, very fortunate, like Pundarik Vidyanidhi, gets punished by Krishna. And to make that point, Krishna says that I don't even punish my own child like Pradyumna. I don't punish Rukmini. I don't punish Satyabhama. But I have punished you, O Pundarik Vidyanidhi, because I love you so much. So why these devotees were not punished? Because they are in Dwarka. And Vrindavan is Madhurya Dham, where Krishna takes personal interest. And therefore, our acharyas have said, Mamastu Vrindavan Eva Vasa. So Vrindavan is a very sweet abode, where Krishna, that is Krishna's own family. And Krishna takes very personal interest in Vrindavan. But not so much in other places where he is Aishwaryamaya. He is Virajman in Aishwarya Roop. Whereas in Vrindavan, it is his Madhurya Swaroop. So therefore, in Vrindavan, there is special mercy. And Jagannath Puri Navadvip are not different from Vrindavan. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi is Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So like that. Is that okay, Lavanya Mataji?
Anji, thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening us wonderfully. Seeking your blessings so that I can have Sadhu Sangha and be grateful for that. And ultimately do a Harinam Bhajan with firm determination and Shraddha.
That is the essence. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Priya Bhakta Dware, Annera Dilena Shiksha Eita Prakare. By punishing Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us that we should not criticize. So Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Priya Bhakta Dware, using his own dear devotees, Annera Dilena Shiksha Eita Prakare. He is giving Shiksha to others, the whole world, in this way. So it is not that Pundarik Vidyanidhi is wrong or he is a Vaishnava Pradhi, he criticized the devotees in Jagannath. No. But Mahaprabhu used him as an example to teach this principle of not criticizing anyone. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Priya Bhakta Dware, Annera Dilena Shiksha Eita Prakare. Theek hai? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.
to dear
Thank
devotees
you
for this
so much, Prabhuji.
excellent
Very
humble
wonderful.
service. Thank you, Amrita Prabhu, for.
Thank you for your valuable time and association, Prabhuji. We can end the call here with your permission.
Hare
Hare
Krishna,
Krishna.
Krishna Prabhupada.
Our devotees, let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji.
जय
श्रीराधेश
जय
थैंक यू सो मच की जय राधे राधे
थैंक यू फॉर एक्टिवली पार्टिसिपेटिंग इन दिस
सो मच
भगवद्गीता सीरीज
थैंक यू सो मच
श्रीमता चैतन्य भागवत क्लासेस स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम न्यू ईयर थैंक यू ऑल सो मच We are ending here. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prithvi Lakshmi. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji.
Happy New Year in advance.
Thank you.